This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. In a few minutes, Iran ups the stakes in its ongoing debate with the United States, the European Union, and the International Atomic Energy Agency on its nuclear ambitions. But first, to Boston. Last night, the Democratic National Convention got underway in the Fleet Center with speeches, musical interludes, and video montages. Al Gore, Jimmy Carter, and Bill and Hillary Clinton brought more than 4,000 delegates to their feet. On broadcast and cable TV coverage, comics were the commentators of choice. The Daily Show's Jon Stewart shared the NBC Skybox with Tom Brokaw. Stewart's former colleague, Mo Rocca, was on the floor for CNN. So, not to be outdone, we've invited The Daily Show's Lewis Black to NPR's election studio for his take on last night's festivities. Welcome back to the program, Lewis.
It's nice to be back. You know, they noticed they won't let me near the floor.
Well, there's probably good reason for that.
Probably.
The Daily Show, like other news media, is broadcasting from Boston this week, which means if you're not on the floor, at least you're nearby. What's the general feeling around the city?
You've really got to question a leadership of a party that would bring to Boston, a city that has never really been good with traffic to begin with, at a point in which their dig is literally makes part of the area around the Fleet Center look like, well, Beirut, and wonder why would you choose to have it here and now? I mean, seriously, it literally is like watching, first off, the big dig, for those who don't know, is they're just digging up Boston for no apparent reason. I believe they're looking for oil. And what they've done is completely rearranged streets and what they really have created is, well, it's public works, really, it's terrorism disguised as public works. And, I think what we have here is really a simulation of what it'll be like to have a political convention during a terrorist attack.
Well, Route 93, one of the major arteries through Boston, if such a thing could be said to be working at all ever, but it's completely closed down for much of the Democratic.
Oh, absolutely, convention. Because you really wouldn't want people getting to where they want to go, you know, because you couldn't possibly tell, you know, what and who. It's unbelievable. It's unconscionable. And then people are just wandering willy-nilly around it. There's this whole group of people that are kind of under mosquito netting, protesting. And then others are, I'm near Faneuil Hall, which is one of the big, it's a mall is what it is. And but there are these idiots wandering around with all sorts of signs. My favorite one, which way would Jesus vote? Which really almost makes you want to have a theological discussion for a day and a half. Which way would Jesus vote? And the other sign being it costs a lot of money to protect our freedom. Mm-hmm. Yep, I guess it does. I find it tough covering these things because it's like going to one of those really rarefied Christian camps where everybody's smiling all the time for no apparent reason.
No major surprises expected at the convention this year. The major news networks have all scaled back their coverage from fear of the convention being, boring. How did you think last night lived up or down to that prediction?
I can't hear what they're saying anymore, and that's another problem I'm having.
Because they got three more nights to go.
I know, and it's tough because, really, I think what's occurred with me is that my body is protecting itself with earwax. And so I'm refusing really to let in more than a couple of paragraphs at a time. What's disgusting? And let's just put the cards on the table. Is to watch these guys, the Democrats, have this discussion about President Bush and in part Iraq, and that none of them came to play. None of them did anything. And now they're talking about it, and I'm supposed to listen to them now? The rage level I reach is beyond belief. Now they're discussing it. And it's the only war ever held in our lifetime where the idiots decided to discuss the things after the war that should have been discussed before the war.
The speeches were fairly straightforward for the most part last night. There were, though, a couple of attempts at comedy, and we were wondering if we could get your reaction to these. Former Vice President Al Gore made a couple of cracks, for example, about the economy and, let's listen to this, his lack of employment.
By the way, I know about the bad economy. I was the first one laid off. And while it's true that new jobs are being created, they're just not as good as the jobs people have lost. And incidentally, that's been true for me, too.
Louis Black, how do you evaluate?
Ha 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 ha. You know what I like is when people who are really well off try to create a bond with people who are completely screwed. You know, there's a level of humor there that just, I find, gives, well, actually creates a painful itch.
Well, speaking of people who are well off, former President Bill Clinton made a joke last night about his newfound wealth after his departure from the White House.
For the first time when America was on a war footing in our whole history, they gave two huge tax cuts, nearly half of which went to the top 1% of us. Now, I'm in that group for the first time in my life. And you might remember that when I was in office, on occasion, the Republicans were kind of mean to me. But as soon as I got out and made money, I became part of the most important group in the world to them. It was amazing. I never thought I'd be so well cared for by the president and the Republicans in Congress.
So you figure these guys should stick to politics and leave the comedy to the professionals?
Absolutely. Or hire somebody who would do it well. I was once asked by, this is off the subject a little, but I was once asked by Dan Quayle when they were going into their second run at it to write for him. And that was when I knew they, that was the first inkling I had that these guys were starting to really lose their minds. We're also the only country where somebody can say, I just went into the top 1% of the economy and people like applaud it. Like it's, oh boy, you did something, you know, you wrote a book that shouldn't have been written at this point. It's just unbelievable. I don't know how people can. I just have to stay away from watching a TV set because I'm afraid I'm going to run at it and shove my head through the glass.
The opening night, I guess, when people actually got to Boston was Sunday, a party night for many of the conventioneers. Did you get to work your way around to any of these parties?
No, they don't invite me to these parties, Neil. They don't want me around. I actually performed that night at a very small theater here. So I was able to get rid of a lot of my tension before this thing started.
They actually let you go out on stage.
That they let me do.
But I understand you were actually, the weekend before, weren't you up in Canada?
I was at the Montreal Just for Laughs Comedy Festival.
And I wonder, well, the Canadian Comedy Festival, need we say more, but was there a contrast to political activity in Canada and Boston, so far as you can tell?
Up there they actually, life goes on as we know it. You know, these people, they eat breakfast, they eat lunch, they eat dinner. They seem to have more of a grip on what they're doing than we do. We seem to have lost our way, and it doesn't help for these guys to come out in public. And you kind of, the ones that you think really are, these are the former presidents, and you get no, you still don't get any real leadership. It's beyond belief. And I just wish that Clinton would really, you know what would help raise a lot of money? If Clinton would just start doing what I think he could do best for the country, which is go on and do infomercials and just sell stuff for charities. And we would make a fortune. I'd buy anything at 2:00 in the morning from him.
Are you planning to go on next month to New York in the Republican convention?
Oh, I'll be there. And that's when you'll really see me snapping, Neil. when they come to my city.
We'll have you back and talk about the traffic jams, not merely through the Ted Williams Tunnel, which basically I don't think you care about, but through really important structures like the Queens Midtown Tunnel.
Exactly. No, please have me back because this is the one show I can get my mother to listen to.
Louis Black, thanks very much.
Neil, thank you.
Louis Black, a stand-up comic and contributor to Comedy Central's The Daily Show, which is broadcasting this week from the Democratic Convention in Boston. He spoke with us from NPR's election studio in Boston. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.